Katie Brennan is a woman who was part of the Phil Murphy campaign for governor that told people a fellow campaign member sexually assaulted her. She told her story first privately and then publicly. Both Brennan and the man she was accusing gained jobs in the Murphy administration. This past week, a prosecutor's office declined to file charges. They say it's due to a lack of evidence, while Brennan's attorneys say it was an investigation which was afraid to look where they needed to. Our first guest today is here to review these latest events in this story. He covers the governor's office and state politics for the record in NorthJersey.com. Dustin Recciope, how are you today, Dustin?
I'm okay. Thanks for having me.
Of course, NorthJersey.com. You check out Dustin's work on this and other stories. It was the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office that, according to the statement, there was a lack of credible evidence and corroboration that a crime was committed. And I'm looking back through your articles and other notes of the story regarding Katie Brennan and her allegations. My first question is, how are you doing an investigation without putting the person accusing in front of the grand jury?
I can't answer that because I am not in law enforcement and I'm not an expert in how they conduct their investigations, especially really sensitive ones like this where you're dealing with a sexual assault. But that is a serious complaint from Katie Brennan and her attorneys, because they say that she even offered to testify to a grand jury and that offer was not entertained, apparently. So I'm not clear why that would happen in an investigation, but the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office is not answering any questions about it right now, so I'm not quite sure if we'll ever get the answer to that. Maybe the Attorney General's Office at some point can answer that sort of a question, but typically law enforcement remains pretty tight-lipped when it comes to investigations.
I mean, let's put this into perspective. As of at least in the here and now, the committee hearings that have gone on to the State House have dug in more deeper into this case than law enforcement has, as far as we could tell.
As far as we can tell, but we in the public have no idea what law enforcement may have looked at, what kind of information they may have been privy to. And the legislative hearings are actually probably more focused on the policy angle and sort of how the alleged assailant in this case, Al Alvarez, was even hired in the first place and remained on the job for so long with this allegation out there known among certain Murphy officials.
Which is another mystery we'll maybe get into in this segment, if not maybe another time. Brennan's attorneys are saying that there were certain witnesses that were not interviewed. Did they drop any names or give any clue of what witness absences most concerned them?
If I remember correctly from, 2 days ago when this information came out, there was a number of people who the Brennan's attorneys feel should have been interviewed. One of them being Justin Braz, who is now in the administration and at the time of the alleged assault was a friend and sort of a confidant of Katie Brennan's. There were a couple other people. The names aren't coming to the top of my head, but people who are close to Murphy and people who Katie Brennan counted as friends and people who have testified to the legislature that they found her to be credible. If those people were interviewed by the prosecutors, I don't know what impact that would have on their investigation, but Brennan's lawyers think that by not interviewing them at all, that is sort of a breach of their investigatory responsibilities.
Now, we know at least at this point in time that Brennan's considering taking this into a civil lawsuit as opposed to through prosecutor's office, the case may be. And that would be a whole different level of proof of what could be called for, and their attorneys can do their own investigating at that point.
Yeah, that's right. And it seems like the legal system is possibly the only remaining route for Katie Brennan, and she's already started that process with a lawsuit against the Murphy administration and Alvarez. So we'll see where that goes, what kind of fact-finding can be done there. But once you go down this road, going through the legal system, it can be lengthy, costly, complicated, and no guarantee of there really being any answers or fulfilling resolutions.
Dustin Recioppi, who covers the governor's office of state politics for the Record and NorthJersey.com here on Issues and Ideas, talking about the latest with the Katie Brennan story, who has made an allegation against a now former Murphy campaign and administration member of sexual assault. And she is moving on now to the civil side of the legal process. Maybe you call something. I tried looking, Dustin. You know, we're obviously in the time of the Me Too movement. I couldn't find any women's groups coming out in support of Brennan. Were there any? Is that a glaring absence in this case?
I think, you know, you're mostly right. There was a group of advocates the other night after this decision was announced, not to prosecute or not to charge Alvarez. That group came out and joined Brennan in her criticism of the investigation. But you're right, it hasn't, on the whole, gotten as much attention as you might think in the climate that we're in, the Me Too era. And I don't exactly know why that is. And, you know, overall, this has been a scandal that hasn't risen to the level that you may think. And that may be for a number of factors. You know, Murphy is a new governor, and maybe not as many people are familiar with him as they were somebody like Chris Christie. Donald Trump, the president, sucks up a lot of oxygen, possibly all the oxygen of people's attention. So I think those are a couple of factors why this hasn't really risen to greater prominence in the public eye. But, you know, who knows? I mean, if there's something more explosive that comes out of this, which I don't expect there to be, that may change the course of how this issue is going.
No, sure, because if there are all the campaign now administration insiders, many of whom were, you know, both in both seats, there they seem to, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are breathing a sigh of relief, thinking, oh, good, there's a headache I have. I'm now going to be able to avoid. We got out of this. This is a lot of people probably within the Murphy administration are pretty much closing the door on this.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing about this too is it's not a black and white case. It's tricky, it's complicated, and you know, even, you know, Alvarez, he has not been charged with a crime. And so while people look at Katie Brennan and they say, yes, she's credible, I believe her, nobody is saying that they don't believe her. At the same time, Alvarez has not been charged with a crime, and so his argument is that, you know, his career was ended based on an allegation that was not proven in the criminal justice system. People can argue that that system is flawed, as Katie Brennan is, but, you know, it's just not a clean-cut case, and there's so many factors here that maybe make it not as easy to digest for people. And you're right. I think Murphy's people view this as they've gotten past a big hurdle. You know, there's nothing explosive to be found out about this. The governor, there's no indication that he knew. So, you know, they're just going through the process and hoping that it doesn't get, as Murphy says, you know, too political.
Although there is still the investigation of, you know, whoever hired Al Alvarez, even Alvarez, when he was called to testify to answer what you would assume be fairly simple questions about who gave you your job, he refused to testify, which he has a right to do, which, you know, if you want to keep the clouds over your own head, that you've got that God-given option in this country. But that's a whole other side of this picture that is still going to be developing, because no one wants to say, yeah, this was who... I am the one who hired Al Alvarez. Even the department head that Alvarez worked said it wasn't me. I was just told that, you know, this guy's going to be working under you now. And I was like, okay, that's how it's going to be. So that's a whole element of the story still to be developing and to follow that part. And anything else that has to happen with the Katie Brennan story, really anything that's worthy of note from the State House and the governor's office, Dustin's work at NorthJersey.com and the Record that you go to, NorthJersey.com, again, the website. Dustin Recioppi, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.